Okay.
We call the meeting to order at 5:11, if that's okay. All three members are here, including Emily and Mark as attorney and coordinator. We have a list of changes to make, and first we need to review the minutes from the last two meetings, and let me get those out. Has everybody read them? Does anybody wish to make a motion?
Move that we approve the meetings of January, the minutes of the January 10th, 2024 civil service commission.
I second Mr. Nathan's motion.
Motion is approved. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed are none, and minutes have been adopted from that. Was it hard to get those done?
It was not hard to get them done.
Well, I have the minutes in here somewhere from the March, was it March 3rd?
13th.
March 13th.
13th.
Yeah, you want, there you can have that one.
Are there any suggestions? Thank you.
Sure. I don't need them.
Well, I did read them.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Is there a motion?
I move that we adopt the March 13th, 2024 meeting minutes.
I second that motion.
All those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
It has passed, and that takes us to staff who is present, and so Emily Buckley, the HR coordinator, is, are you staff, Mark?
I could be, sure. I don't care. That's fine.
It's been mentioned. I'm not.
You can call me, I've been called worse than that.
He's super staff.
Super staff, great.
Mr. Offenberg, I would like to note that our timeliness is declining. I'm seeing a pattern here. 5:02 in January, 5:06 in March, 5:11.
I'm on the wrong meeting.
You probably are.
I am. I'm supposed to be in the
School board?
You're welcome here.
You're welcome to be here, but
Probably nothing to add.
That's gonna be more exciting.
Which never stops me from talking.
A fun interlude.
She's here for the audience.
And now 5:11, so I would like to apologize to the commission for being late today.
Need to bring donuts then.
And I'm serious. I'm very serious.
It is not necessary.
Okay, well, thank you.
Is it?
Okay, as you were. Please go ahead.
We've approved the minutes. Put my glasses on. Oh, these are the minutes. That's why it's not making sense to me. I'll go back to my agenda. Mark, I seem to have lost my agenda.
The next item I have
You can have that, you can have that too.
Thank you.
Is to review the proposed changes to the civil service rules. As old business.
And I would like to suggest that will take an unknown time, and it would make more sense to me to look at the additions and
Yep.
those who left and so forth.
Shuffle the order.
Okay.
Okay. I do have those in order here. It stayed that way. Okay. First is Taylor Sammons, if that's how you pronounce it.
I
No.
I think that may be a different...
Did I hand you the wrong thing?
No, I put it in...
I handed you the wrong thing. No, here. That's my fault.
Mark's trying to submarine.
My bad. My bad.
No. Okay. The first is Deanna Gilmore. And Deanna Gilmore is... don't see where the box is checked.
She's a status change. She's moving from part-time to full-time, and that was effective January 8th of 2024.
Any questions?
She's a dispatcher.
That's right.
Move that we approve Ms. Gilmore's status change.
I second that motion.
All those in favor, please say aye. Aye. Ms. Gilmore has been passed. Next is Isaiah, I think that's a U, Austin.
Isaiah Austin.
And he is seasonal in the grounds maintenance, and I think he's going from provisional to full-time.
Moving from seasonal to full-time, which would result in a new rate. And that was effective 1/15.
I move we approve Mr. Austin's promotion.
Is it a promotion or a status?
It's full time.
Okay, so it's kind of okay.
I mean, it's listed as a promotion.
Okay. Oh, look at you reciting to the document. I second Mr. Nathan's motion.
All those in favor, please say aye. Opposed? Okay. Did you both say aye?
Aye.
And that brings us to Emily Perfect, and because it's happened before, I thought it was appropriate to do both of hers at the same time. It would be quicker.
That's okay. Fine.
Sure.
The first is you went from a rec coordinator to operations and creative coordinator, and were both of those part-time?
I think it's full-time.
They were full-time. So just to give a little bit of context, within the recreation department, there were two roles that were created a couple of years ago, and folks hired in at the time. One is Emily Perfect, and then the next one is Lauren Miller, who's also on the agenda. At the time, they didn't have specific job titles that were connected to their job responsibilities. And so they hired them into the best available job title and description that we had, which was recreation coordinator. Since I've been in the role, one of the things that I've done is worked with the different directors to identify where we have folks in job titles and descriptions that don't fit. And so this was part of that work. And so we were able to create an updated job description for Emily that better kind of encompassed what she did. And then we mapped that to an appropriate pay scale based on external and internal equity. So you'll see the title change, and then you'll see a change to the pay scale that is based on those job responsibilities.
So is she just housed in the recreation department, or isn't she doing creative work for other departments as well?
Yeah, she does creative work for almost all the departments across the city. Right. And so when we looked at the scope of her position, that was one of the reasons why she was mapped to a pay range that was higher than what a recreation coordinator would be.
Good.
And why was the part time marked in blue?
So as we talked a couple months or a couple meetings ago, the different departments, like you said, John, they use different templates for the personal action form. You'll see coming up later, and I'll try to call it out when I see it. I've worked with a different department context to do a standardized form, but since this is a, you know, one quarter look back, you'll see a variety of form styles being used. The recreation department uses a color-coded, or they have used a color-coded form in the past because they have a lot of seasonal hires, and so they try to highlight within the personal action form the different fields that need to be filled out for seasonal type roles. So it's not necessarily checked, but it's just highlighted for their internal use.
Does anybody care to make a motion to pass both of these permission?
I move that we approve Emily Perfect's title and pay scale change. Is
okay. Meaning both of these.
Both of them.
Okay.
Yes.
You
so
agree,
to
Rachel.
Go ahead, Emily.
Yeah, so to clarify, she had a title and pay scale change that was effective at the beginning of this year, and then she just happened to have a service anniversary and was then eligible for a step increase. And so that's why you'll see two personal action forms for her on the agenda. If that sheds some additional light.
I second the motion to approve Emily Perfect's title and pay scale change effective January 1 of 24, as well as her step increase effective March 29th of 24.
All those in
second.
Favor, please say aye. Thank you. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 It is passed. I have Lauren Miller here next in my stack.
And so then, yes, with Lauren, that was a similar situation. She was hired into the recreation coordinator job title, but really she's the event and facility manager for Jeffrey Mansion. And so we were able to rectify that.
Great.
I move that we approve Lauren Miller's title and pay scale change to event and facility manager.
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
She has been approved. Is it Luke Schwartz that is next?
Mm-hmm.
This is a new police officer, but it says promotion.
He's being promoted to sergeant, and there's no T in his name. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Great.
Personnel action is correct.
Great.
Well done.
So I move we approve Sergeant Swords' promotion.
Second that motion.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Mr. Luke is passed. Natalie Mullen is next. She is a deputy director in the recreation department. She is or was seasonal part-time.
So that's another form from REC that's highlighting and kind of throwing things off. So for Natalie, she the personal action form shows a step increase. So step 2, year 3, 2, step 3, year 1, effective 2/20, so a service anniversary step increase.
Super. Is there a motion?
So the just a point of clarification,
mm-hmm.
The steps go for on 3-year cycles?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
For non-bargaining folks, so you'll see coming up the like AFSCME contract, for example, there's like a yearly step increase for those folks.
So then, Emily, on your new forms, like on this one, I think on, in the change column, it should be marked 12 other C remarks, and then the remarks reflect the step increase. But that doesn't matter because you have a new world, right? We're the standardized form. So
that's
this
right.
is like,
yeah.
We don't even need to worry about this guy. This is the
everything that you don't like.
That's right.
God.
It is fun, all the highlighting. Okay, sorry, John, you can continue.
Is there a motion on Natalie?
I move that we approve her step increase.
I second that motion.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Natalie has been approved. And we need to turn the page. Next is Spencer Martin, maintenance worker. It says service department here and maintenance here. They're both under the service
That's right.
department.
That's
so
right.
That is acceptable. Is any questions or is there a motion?
Move that we approve Mr. Martin's promotion.
I second that motion.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We've accepted Mr. Martin. Next is Katie Sarvis.
That's right.
In the recreation department, a step increase. And it's effective March 2nd this year. Motion?
I move to approve Katie Sarvis's step increase.
Second motion.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
She has been adopted. She being Katie. That takes us to Emily Perfect, which we handled earlier, and then to Sean Marcos. Another recreation. Turn a lot of people over.
Well, these
this
are all
increase.
Step increases.
This is just
so
they're staying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
This was my question.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she a part of the union and it's not a union and none of the rest are?
Yeah, so it's a great question. So we have, I guess, technically two groups of employees that belong under the AFSCME contract. So the majority of them are in the service department under mm-hmm. Andy Basher, but we do have a small department of folks under under Ron Gold in the recreation department that do parks maintenance, grounds maintenance, that sort of thing. So it's sort of a little quirk of the organizational chart, but those
Never
that small group
before.
Yeah,
just
that
a
small
few employees.
Group is,
so how did AFSCME let that happen?
They wanted it to happen. They wanted employees, more employees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but the was there one group that lost those employees?
No, they were never in the union.
Oh,
and then they became part of the AFSCME union a while back, actually.
Is there a motion for Sean Marcos?
I move to approve the step increase for Sean Marcos. Marcos.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sean Marcos has been approved.
I think those are all the changes.
A couple
and then
of appointments
we have appointments and separations.
Appointments. To find them. Okay. Jonathan Chi, I think it was pronounced before,
yes.
In the police department. He is a new hire January 20th.
And he's at the OSP Academy now, as is Tania Heston.
Is there a motion?
Move that we approve Officer C's appointment.
I second that motion.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
So it's she?
She.
Like the pronoun?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She.
Got it.
Then has been approved. And Tania?
That's right.
Heston is a new hire in the police department. And you think she's in the... Is she the one that got in the next day almost?
Oh, they made that happen then?
That,
with the uniform
Barry
and everything?
Barry Lewis made it happen.
Yeah, they
nice.
Did. Yeah.
Nice.
That's great. Is there a motion?
Move that we approve Officer Green's appointment.
I second that motion.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Tania Heston has been approved. That takes us to separations, and I don't think there was a sheet to print out on what was sent. So, Chappy is somebody I really liked.
Well, he'll be back.
How long does he have to sit out?
He's coming back in the service department May 1st. He has to sit out 2 months, so he'll be back on May 1st.
To the service?
To the service department. That's what he wanted to do, and there was an opening, and it all worked out.
What's he going to do?
Grounds maintenance.
A nice job. A lot of different from being a police officer.
That's right. Yeah.
He doesn't need a gun.
But I think his personality is... appropriate.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So do we need to make motions on the separations?
There are sheets here. I move that approve Joe Chapman's separation.
Second that motion.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Yeah. Joseph Chapman has passed. Next is Kevin Healy from the service department. He resigned. Didn't like us, huh?
Move that we approve Mr. Healy's separation.
I second that motion.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Mr. Kevin's resignation.
So Emily, do we get these in quarter batches? Is that like for efficiency? As a kind of a look back, or how does that, I guess I've never noticed the pattern before.
So yes. So it's a quarter look back based on the preceding quarter. And they're really, like Marcus shared, it's really for this group's review, just in terms of like consistency and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. in your capacity. Overseeing civil service items within the city.
Okay, and so it's really, it's 3 months at a time, right? A quarter. So we'll and then we
yes.
won't, even if we meet in May, whatever, we won't see them again until our, I don't know, what
mm-hmm.
would it be? June? I don't know.
July.
There
right.
we go. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
This takes us to our big task.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think there's too much left to talk about. I will tell you, I did not have an opportunity, my fault, not the chief's. So the chief asked me to see some examples of what other cities do on the disqualifiers, and I have not gotten that to him yet. So that is the one last piece that I believe has to be addressed. Everything else that you folks pointed out from last time, I've made the changes. Again, I don't know why, and I apologize why I didn't do it in track changes is beyond me, so. Oh, actually, it looks like they're in bold, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so on the first page, the title page, I just added the address like you folks asked. So then if you go...
Do you have that copy? You must be looking at an old one. Hold on.
I emailed this sometime in a couple weeks ago.
This is the one I'm seeing, because this is the change. I feel like maybe you asked for that change, Lee.
Right.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sure I printed it wrong. I just probably grabbed the wrong one.
You can
that's okay.
Line if you want.
I'm already sharing with Lee. Okay, all right, let's keep going.
So actually, Rachel, before you got here, we had an unofficial discussion on page one, in section 1.1-1B, Lee suggests, and I think it's a good idea, to add, in addition to the people getting notified, to also add the human resources coordinator, so.
Oh, that makes sense.
I mean, it just makes sense. It just makes sense, right?
Sure.
So then in 1.2, for consistency throughout, the Civil Service Commission, and then in parentheses, commission, so that's what I refer to thereafter.
I still am concerned about not putting some kind of handles on meeting once in a calendar quarter. Maybe you will assume responsibility for that, knowing when the meetings are going to be. It has been very helpful to set our schedules. And
I think that is part of Emily's responsibility now, right?
Right.
Can you do it for a year at a time? Or?
I think so. For 2024, right? That's the year that we're in. I think our meetings are set. Is that right?
Well, it depends when this is approved by council, I think.
Well, but you still have, I mean, meeting once a calendar quarter is old language. That's not new stuff.
Yeah. I think right now.
Are you going to fix it at like the second or third Wednesday or something
that's,
like that?
I think that's what it is.
I think the charter even speaks to that. I'm going to it now.
It's definitely spelled out.
I don't think so.
The four, and then it tells us which Wednesday, I think. Because when I first took this, I was like, does that kind of a Wednesday work for me? I could be mistaken.
I can even look at the... I can look at the city event calendar and see if it's there for July. Right? Yeah.
I thought it was someplace too.
My phone isn't going to be an efficient searcher.
No, I'm looking at it right now. I am not seeing that it's, and the charter says that you have to meet once a quarter. Maybe it's just that it's been in the rules and that we just kept them going.
Yeah. And I do not see a meeting on the city event calendar for July 10th. Which would be the second Wednesday of the month.
Yeah, so I think historically, and again, the meeting once a quarter is part of your rules, but there's nothing that requires you to meet once a quarter other than your rules.
Okay, so I guess I was thinking of was just the Civil Service website, which I think is probably referring back to our internal rules. It says second Wednesday, January, April, July, October at 5 in City Hall. So that's what I was going off of. Do you want to pause, John, while we're here and just nail those down or before we continue? Just to...
If that is appropriate.
That's great.
Let's do it. Just so we're all on the same page.
So we're talking about July 10th. I don't have any words left on my fingers.
Uh-oh.
So same as normal, 5 o'clock on July 10th, right?
As far as I'm concerned, it can be changed. If you want to set it for 5 o'clock now, that
No,
works.
Let's do it, and I'll just change my behavior. It's the same day as our board meetings, and so that day is a little wonky, but I would like to retain the 5. I'm totally good with the 5. Seriously, I don't want to go later.
So we're talking about the 9th.
I think we're talking about the 10th.
You said the
Wednesday,
10th first.
Yep.
So, yeah. Okay. Yep.
And that way we could just leave everything as
it
is online.
No, I'm in it, too. I'm sorry.
So July 10th, first of all.
July 10th?
Yes.
Okay, Civil Service Commission, July 10th, and then we hop over to October 9th. Yes. Yep,
and
October 9th.
Any problems with Rosh Hashanah doing it the 9th?
Let me see.
Yep, that's what I'm checking myself.
Doesn't look like it.
It's...
When does it end?
Rosh Hashanah is the 3rd. We're good.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which means Yom Kippur,
is
like the 12th,
yeah,
or
okay,
something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll retain the October 9th, 5 o'clock.
Great.
Okay. So we're set for 24.
Let's see if I can get this word over. December 11th is what?
I think it's January.
January. January 8th.
Yes. Does that work for everybody?
Sure. How far in advance does the city calendar go?
I think as far as we want it to. So what I will do is have Natalie Vauder add these to the city events calendar, and then we'll be in business.
Okay.
I assume we don't need a motion for this.
I don't think so.
Thank you. That makes me a lot more confident.
So picking back up, Mark, going back to the rules, mm-hmm. I had highlighted on pages 6 and 7 municipal. I thought it was being omitted for consistency. Obviously, it is not a big deal.
Hang on, I'm sorry. I'm still. Civil service.
I highlighted the same too.
I'm having a hard time thinking.
I like your typing skills though.
Sometimes I'm 2 fingers. See, look.
When you want to go really fast.
Yeah, I'm the fastest one-finger typist you'll see. All right, let's see. So July, okay. Jeez, come on. All right, sorry. Let's go back to this more important stuff, or important stuff. Okay, go away. All right, so what page is 5 and 6?
6. Oh, well,
I thought you
six
said,
and
I said 6 and 7.
Or 6 and 7, okay, gotcha. I do want to point out on page, just to make sure nobody missed it, on page 5, I did add to paragraph 26 the authority, which is under the Ohio Revised Code, to, in lieu of a suspension without pay, that a working suspension or forfeiture of vacation can be imposed.
Okay.
And again, just so you know, working suspension means you work and you get paid, but you know, sometimes that happens. So that's really weird, because on page 7, on 3-4, I struck through Municipal Civil Service Commission.
You did,
and
on
I see
page
it on
6.
You
also.
Did it on 6.
Oh, yeah, so I thought that's what you wanted to do, to strike through it and just leave it.
There's just an extra one.
Oh, I missed one. Oh, okay, thank you. Gotcha. Sometimes I did a global search, and sometimes I did not. All right.
Again, it is not a big
no,
deal.
But we want consistency, right? If we're doing it, might as well do it right. So that will just say commission there on that page as well. Got it. Thank you. Pretty sure I caught all the his, hers, he, she's, hims, and all that stuff.
There's one his.
Okay.
I don't know where it is.
All right, we'll find it. I'll do a cert, a global search.
No, I'll show you.
Oh, you know it. Oh, okay.
I've
so
marked it when we get
on
there.
Page 17, I changed all that about record of hearings to the city's, in accordance to the city's record retention schedule, and got rid of that. Short time to keep things.
Yep,
just
I see that.
You're ahead of me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can we go back
to
11 just because I don't really understand it.
Page
5-3A, an appointing authority may at any time prior to the first record hearing delete any material contained in Chapter 19.
I'm sorry, what section are we at? Page 11?
Page 11, 5-3A.
Uh-huh. So what that means is that, so a Chapter 19 order is the order to discipline that. So somebody's getting fired or suspended or demoted, and they file an appeal with you folks. This language says that prior to the first record hearing, the appointing authority can decide, you know what, we really can't prove one of these things, so we're going to get rid of that charge prior to the hearing. They don't have to start all over.
Great, thank
What's
you.
What's interesting is this reminds, we have 119, right? So this reminds, like, this feels like a chapter 119.
Yeah, it's right.
It's just funny that it happened to
happened
be 19.
Happened to be 19,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
true.
Okay, so back to 17, back to page 17.
On 14, this is silly.
No, go ahead, none of it's silly.
Item 4, it looks like there's extra space in the middle between, in the middle line.
Oh, between hearing and even?
No, no, between service provided.
Show me what I mean.
Yeah, I guess between even also. I'm not accustomed
it's,
to that.
It's formatting weird on
okay.
on my page, but it's telling me there's no extra spaces.
Okay, good.
But it does look weird. I'll have my secretary look at that.
It might be if it's justified.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
If the
but even that the P and the R look further apart
yeah,
than they should
do.
Be. But they're
okay.
Yeah.
That wasn't really important.
Wait, you know what?
Nor is
retype
this.
It.
But the last word on page 15 is him.
No. Oh, darn it.
Oh, him. That's probably why it didn't catch it.
I thought it on page what page?
15.
See, I thought it did him and her and all that stuff, but
yep.
doesn't mean I did it right.
I see it.
All right, send to them. Thank you. Good job.
No.
You're eagle eyes.
Yeah,
seriously.
No, that is good.
You're a killer editor. I just looked at what I had highlighted.
I'm terrible at editing my own stuff. All right, so then I mentioned 17, the change there.
Where does the city's record retention policy live?
It is being revamped and done right because Yvette Nguyen, the police department secretary, has now been given also the title of records, public, she's in charge of public records. So
records and administration manager,
so
I think is her title. For
it lives online is where it's going to live. Well, it lives now, but it's been all over the place too, so it's all coordinated and actually we just passed it. Our records at the last
That's
record
right,
retention,
yeah.
So it'll be online.
Who authored it?
Who authored it? Well, it's a combination, but primarily Yvette took what we already had, went to the Ohio Historical Society, you know, with their recommendations. Then I reviewed them, and other people made it, gave input, and so that's where we're at.
Do we have off-site storage of records? Or do we scan everything in?
We don't have off-site storage. We are on the process of scanning most of the stuff in, as I understand it,
mm-hmm.
and also in the process of getting ready to do a one-time destruction because we haven't kept up with, we haven't kept up on destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the records retention schedule is not bad. I mean, it wasn't bad before, but now it's even more precise. And but again, records don't get destroyed when they should, which is a lot better than records getting destroyed before they should.
Mm-hmm.
And problem is, if they're not destroyed, they're still a public record if they exist. So,
just one tiny story, and I will not sideline us, I promise. But when I was integrating into OPRS, to the retirement system, I needed to prove up 1997 that I had to 2000 that I had worked as a lifeguard for about a year. I reached out to the village at the time, and I said, I can't imagine that you have these records. And he was like, you know what? We actually don't have a records retention policy. I'm just making one, so I do still have your records.
Oh, that's
and I
beautiful.
Got that time.
You'll be glad at the end of your career.
It's like 1.3 years. I'm sure I'll want that time.
Mm-hmm. I have a good friend who, sorry, he's telling stories, who had had enough. She worked for the Department of Administrative Services. And she was prepared to quit before she had every minute that she could, and she found an extra 6 months that she got credit for when she was off pregnant, but they didn't properly. I don't even know what it was, but it's like 30 years ago. Anyway,
yeah.
Sorry.
So just records retention. It's kind of it's nice sometimes when people don't destroy. Okay, so that makes sense on page 17.
I have a question. Not that it's wrong, but I don't really understand it.
Yeah. What page?
At the 17th.
Okay.
Okay. Under subpoenas S, 2A, the commission shall supply subpoenas to the parties who are responsible for completing and serving them. And then I, subpoenas may be served personally or certified mail return receipt requested. Do you understand who's supposed to do it?
Yeah, the person who's the person who wants the subpoena, not the commission. So you would give the you would okay a form, and even then you probably don't even have to okay a form. Somebody would make their own. But the party who wants the subpoena, the witness serves the subpoena.
Thank you. Did you ever get to say what you wanted to do on page 17?
Yeah, it was. I was just pointing out the change.
Okay, good. Take us.
Well, the next thing I have is on page 20, so, which is again just to point out. Actually, I don't even think that's a change. That's just. Yeah, that's not a change.
I have a question about days. We'll say calendar days. In other places, it says non-work days don't count. Is there any consistency in that? Does 7 calendar days, are those all work days?
Calendar days for purposes of filing things, it should be calendar days. I'd have to go back and look at where it references non-work days, because I don't want that to be confusing. So I will find that and look at it.
It was on a different page.
Yeah, but I'll figure out where it is, because I don't want, it's an important point. It's not because, I don't want any inconsistencies so somebody counts wrong or we have to fight about what that means someday. There's no reason to do that.
I don't think I marked it.
That's okay, I'll find it. Later. I'll figure it out. But this stuff that you're doing is court-like, quasi-judicial, so it should just be calendar days. And if a day to file something falls on a weekend or a holiday, then it just automatically goes to the next day.
That's actually like very important with service filings, and have I missed my opportunity to file, and it comes up all
right.
The time. So I
are business days?
No, calendar days are calendars days. So you count them, but if an event has to happen on a weekend or a holiday, then you would use the next business day, the next day that the city is open. And that's how courts operate.
That's an interpretation that is
universal.
Accepted.
Yep.
Is that where you're next, John? It's my next one.
So the other thing is on page 20, B2B, it has his. Does that make a difference?
I missed that. Good job.
B2B?
Yeah, it makes a difference.
B2B.
Do I have that? This was an old copy?
Yeah.
That's an old.
To the, he changed it to the. Yep,
okay.
We're good.
All right, I'm putting this away.
Page 27, keep it, and then we'll
check this. I mean, you
wait.
Can...
Did you have something on 25, Rachel?
Yeah, but you changed it.
Okay, so 27.
It looks like the plan was to change blank to the word form, and you did.
Okay.
I'm just not sure we're doing this on 27, 8-2 vacancies. The last two sentences in the second paragraph. The chief shall inform the commission of such minimum score. If the commission administers the entry-level exam, it shall establish the minimum passing score. I don't remember.
It does say here. Shall.
So is the yeah. So you're using NTN.
Right.
And yeah. Are we requiring a minimum score? Or no?
I don't think we've ever
okay.
done that.
Okay, so then I'm gonna change it. The chief shall inform the commission of such minimum score if any.
It says the chief police or designee may establish a minimum acceptable score on the test for candidates to qualification. Or consideration for the city.
Okay, so the may is fine, and then this next sentence I just changed to say the chief shall inform the commission of such minimum score, if any.
I think that solves it.
Okay. Nope, that's a good point, Lee. I mean, John. I mean, whatever you're. I said that's a good point. But I called you Lee at first.
So what happens? Well,
Lee knows what goes on in the police station.
As I remember, what happens is the deputy chief traditionally has assigned a cut line. So depending on how many vacancies there are, how many candidates would be considered, and then they would look at the top five
okay.
for one, maybe top 10 for two,
right.
that kind of thing.
Okay, tell me where to go next.
Wait a second. Does it matter then, just to keep you in the same spot for one
mm-hmm.
pausing? Do we administer the entry-level exam?
No.
Okay.
You could, again.
For
police.
Not, right.
You haven't for a long time.
Right. At least 2011, 2012.
Yeah, that's
okay.
what it looks like.
So that's fine. As long as we, I was just going to say, because if we do, it says that we shall establish a minimum score. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, but.
Page 29.9.2, where it has. The Civil Service Commission shall determine the passing point for each examination, and that's under eligible lists. I don't remember us involved.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. I think we get rid of that sentence and leave the next sentence in that it says you can require a passing grade be attained, but I think we take that the first sentence out of 9.2.
So just omit the first sentence in 9.2.
Yep.
Okay. And so then, Mark, question with the criminal disqualifiers, which I know were, I think, they will be before Chapter 9. What cities are you giving Chief Lewis examples from?
Well, I mean, I thought I'd start with the low-hanging fruit because I've worked on the ones for Reynoldsburg and Whitehall to see what theirs look like.
Okay.
But I'm open to other cities to look at. But I think we want to stick with Central Ohio cities, though.
I was just thinking, what are similarly situated districts or departments for us? Like, I guess Reynoldsburg and Whitehall, if you authored them, but I don't necessarily think that those districts reflect us. I keep saying districts.
I know what you meant.
Departments.
Yeah. It's who we're competing with, though.
Because wouldn't we be more like UA or Grandview? Or even
could be. Yeah, but...
As far as like how we're thinking and what we want to penalize,
are you seeing variances between?
Not a lot.
Let's say Reynoldsburg.
No, I mean, again, off the top of my head, my recollection simply is that everybody's making it less rigid and less likely to qualify.
I
mean, to be disqualified
in terms of marijuana use.
Well, just everything in terms of what the criminal charges and how old they might be and things like that. And again, keep in mind.
Not for all things.
No, 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 no. But some of the more minor things. And don't get me wrong. I mean, there's two things. There's an automatic disqualifiers, but even if you don't get automatically disqualified, you're still taking stuff into consideration.
Well, the difference is that I think in experience has been where there are qualifications that are expressed in the posting, and someone reads those, should understand what they are,
yeah,
goes through everything, and then admits to something on the polygraph.
And it might happen that way.
Well, it has. Right.
It has.
At least three times.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't be convictions. We should be able to catch those convictions on the leads printout when we.
Well, I don't know when they do all that. At what point they do all that stuff?
So
I just don't know.
A real fresh one.
But no, it shouldn't be convictions. A lot again. It's marijuana and stuff like
that. Should be
conduct.
Okay.
Well, and some alcohol.
And alcohol. Yeah, like when was the last time you drove under the influence? You know, but those aren't. There's a lot of overlap between automatic disqualifiers and then the likely disqualifiers for officer candidates once you get farther along in the process.
Sure, that makes sense. Okay, so Reynoldsburg, Whitehall.
But I'll look at Arlington or Grandview too. No reason not to. All right,
you have not had a discussion with the chief on any of those criteria.
No, he wants to see what others are doing. I actually had a civil service hearing that where in Reynoldsburg where they disqualified somebody for marijuana use, and he either was lying about the marijuana use or he was using it within too close a proximity, and he appealed his disqualification to the Civil Service Commission, and of course they upheld the chief's decision.
I would love for that to happen someday.
You have some action.
Right.
I feel like our utility exists for when something goes wrong.
That's 100% correct.
That's
exactly right. And to make sure things don't go wrong for police appointments.
And unfortunately, with Emily, we probably won't get that anymore. So see, basically, we just shot ourselves in the foot.
Fingers crossed, please.
Right.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, I am. Emily.
Maybe I'll go on vacation and
that's
see
right.
what kind of havoc breaks loose.
That's absolutely. I fully support this. Okay. All right. So, John, do you have more on 30?
No.
I have, looks like.
My next one's 35.
So it looks like there was person 4 appointment. Okay.
Yeah, that's just.
So you got that one.
Yep. That was just a missed word. That's on 31. Anything between 32 and 35?
I think we can jump to 35.
All right. That's where I'm headed.
As I remember what I read, officers have to complete at least 2 years of post high school, but I didn't see where we had any mention of what is required of the chief. And I know that council changed that so we could hire the current chief, but I feel like we have something in there.
So are you suggesting that because we omitted 13.4b, and so maybe there's something there that has like a base level? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I would like you to read it and make sure.
It would at least be somewhere. What the sergeant or lieutenant has, right?
Right.
But maybe that is not
actually
expressed.
That's not necessarily true.
That's
because... So my suggestion is going to be that we really need to turn to the mayor and ask, because that's really an administrative decision. It's your decision too, don't get me wrong. But let me ask the mayor what he thinks. I mean, what do you folks think?
So we also have another position, right? Which is deputy chief,
right.
And
so
that's
we need
not
to,
addressed at all.
We need to account for deputy chief and also account for the education requirements for both those positions.
Well, let me suggest two things. One is a minimum of a bachelor's degree. That's what we hired. I don't know if it's actually a bachelor's, but a four-year degree. And that, this is a question, if we were hiring a chief again, could the mayor or civil service make that a higher amount of education?
Well, the mayor could do it. I mean, civil service and city council could do it.
Okay.
Yeah, and the mayor, obviously.
I mean, the other thing is, too, is whatever we establish here as the ground level, it isn't that you wouldn't consider someone's advanced education as a perk, you know? It would just not be a minimum threshold.
No, but I'm talking of being upside down the other way.
Yeah, I mean, so, I mean...
I read it, the chief only needed 2 years of education.
Well, it doesn't really say the chief what the chief needs at
all.
It doesn't say anything.
That's right, but that
it used to.
Well,
we took that out,
and now that's gone because we voted to remove that, and then
that pushed me back to what.
Right. So I think we need to establish the what education a deputy chief has to have. Is it the same as sergeant or lieutenant, or something more? And we also have to establish what the chief has to have, because, you know, the chief and the deputy chief both can be hired from outside, so they don't have to come up through promotion, as you folks know.
And that's a good point.
So, yeah, no, that's a great point.
That's my favorite catch so far, John.
Yeah, that is the biggest one so far. All right, where are we headed next?
Hold on, wait a second. Back on 35, I have a note that on March 13th, Lee, once a Civil Service Commission rep involved in the selection process, says fairly standard procedure. Mark Fischel will put language together. We'll add provision that CSC is involved and make clear that involved equals present during the exam.
And I put that in there.
Where's that at? Oh, the bold. So that's the language that you want to put in.
Okay.
I did it.
Yay!
So there's plenty I miss. All right. So now moving on. Where to?
So you would interpret that is if there is a promotional exam anywhere through the process, if it means interviews, that we would have the right to apply to be in.
That's exactly right.
And then the thing that it doesn't mention, but I assume is inferred. Always gets me.
Me too.
I have to think about it, is notification. So this doesn't say that we'll be notified, but it says we're entitled to be present, so I assume that means notification.
Right.
Do we need to specify that, notification?
Let me look at the language. Commission.
I have another one that's somewhere.
Why don't we just say the commission shall be notified of and involved with the promotion process.
Okay.
All right.
I'm on 38.
Keto.
It's the last line under E. It says the appointing authority shall notify the affected employee of such decision in writing with a copy to Civil Service Commission.
It should be affected, first of all. So, but go ahead. I'm sorry, John.
No.
And what was, I didn't mean to interrupt you, I just saw that other mistake.
When I read it this way, I wonder how we would get the copy. Would it be lined someplace?
No, they have to actually
someplace.
They would actually have to transmit it to you. I would probably say by email would be the best, and that you guys would receive a copy of it. I mean, if they fail to do that, if the appointing authority fails to do that, then for procedural reasons, they probably lose the whole case because they need to submit that to you. So it's the same with discipline, discipline order. Yeah. They need to provide a written copy to the Civil Service Commission.
But that would all come through you, wouldn't it?
Well, technically, it would come through the clerk. Technically.
through the clerk.
The secretary, right. I mean,
but
not the clerk, the secretary.
The appointing authority would be a city director or...
Yeah.
So they're not going to take any action without going through the coordinator.
You would think so, and I would.
Huh? Do you see where I'm?
Yeah. Right.
I mean,
It would go through through HR. That's
right. So, is that something that needs to be clarified so that things don't get too diffused? Or
I don't think that should be clarified in civil service rules because there might be a lot. There might be reasons that it accidentally doesn't happen. Maybe they contact me instead, and I walk them through it or something. I mean, again, I would involve Emily and say, did you talk to Emily? But I think that would be more detailed than should be in rules. In your rules. Maybe it's
okay.
An internal policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking that something, like you said, if you didn't receive the notice...
You're screwed.
That, well, I'm just trying to avoid the lowest common denominator factor here.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't happen if everything went through
correct
HR.
That is correct, and that would be the way it should work.
As long as Emily is
maybe HR. Whoever doesn't go through HR will then need to go through HR.
Or right, or will lose their appointment authority.
Yeah, I was just
right?
teasing. I'm teasing. Okay, 40, John. Are you all that I had there was needed a word that I bet is there. Yep, it's there.
Okay. No, I'm through.
You're done? Okay.
I don't understand why spell check always tells me abolishments is not a word. More than one job abolishment are abolishments. Anyway.
I don't disagree.
Okay.
Good work, everyone.
Well, there's still a little bit more to do, and I wish I had that for you, but... So next time I will, hopefully by the plan is by the next meeting I will have the chief's input. And again, if you guys want the chief here for that meeting, you certainly can ask him to be here. And also, thoughts on the education requirements for deputy chief and chief. And I'll share those obviously with you before the meeting too.
You want to meet in a month or wait for the 3 months?
This is tiny, but 43. So it was a change from his to there. But you know how when you're doing find and replace, and you have to add the space after. It looks like that.
Oh, okay.
Got somebody.
Page 43. Oh, yep, I got you. All right, you're wrong.
So are we going to go to Giuseppe's and celebrate when we finish this, guys?
Yes. When do you want to meet next? Mark, when would you...
Yeah, so I'm going to be on vacation at the end of this month, so to play it safe, I would probably suggest June or wait to your July meeting, one of those two.
I'm okay with waiting until July.
Well...
I'm going to be away for 2.5 weeks.
I'm just trying to think about how this will go, though. So as far as the timeline, Mark, because we're so close to the finish that, so you get those template language to get to Chief Lewis. He reviews it. He says, let's do this one or let's do this one. Is that something that could be shared with us in advance for a more efficient meeting?
Oh, absolutely. The only thing I would caution you is not to respond substantively on emails. About, I like this, I don't like that. You can respond to me, or you can respond to Emily or the chief. You just can't respond to each other without violating sunshine laws.
So, developing that timeline, we then send it to council.
Right. And then
so
council
would the timeline be that when the council re-adjourns in September, this would
August.
Be waiting? Or August,
yeah.
This would be waiting.
That would be my thought, is that it would go to council, they would have an ordinance before them, they would look at all the changes, they would look at the rules. I don't think they need to see the changes, I think they just need to see the rules. And I assume would kind of rubber stamp things, but I don't want to speak for council. You know, so they'll go through their three readings and it should be in place by September, I would think.
Doable.
It's very doable. It's been a long trip with pandemic in there too.
My term is up, I think, in June. I don't know if I'll be reappointed or not.
I've heard people say terrible things about you, John, so I don't know. It's a joke.
So don't count on it, right?
No, I'm just...
Have you talked with...
I assume you've told Ben you would like to stick around?
I have not. I just saw that recently.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Is there a term limit that was passed in the charter?
No. No term limits. I think we put in the charter that John is on for 40 years. 40 more years at a minimum.
Now, wasn't there something in the charter with some of the board members that had terms defined? In charter review?
I don't recall. That doesn't ring a bell. I mean, I know we talked about different ideas of term limits and stuff, but I don't think we passed anything.
Okay.
I don't think so. But there's definitely no term limits for boards and commissions that I can think of.
All right.
Thank you, John.
Thank you,
hey,
folks.
Hey, guys. 6:17.
6:17.
I thought you were saying that we were meeting again in June. And I was
me too.
I don't think so.
Oh, that's the time.
Yeah.
That's
the time.
I'm slow.
That's good. It's not late.
Where are you going,
it's
me?
Light.
We are going to Edinburgh to see Taylor Swift.
Oh, my daughter's
okay,
going.
Hilarious.